Now to basketball. The National Basketball Association is negotiating a new network television contract. Officials are expected to unveil the deal pretty soon. Joining us now is sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. He says the past few years have been very good to the NBA, but the recent economic downturn and the slumping advertising market could change things.
They've got a $2.6 billion deal with NBC and with Turner Sports on cable. But since the deal began, television ratings have fallen by about 40% for the NBA. And even Michael Jordan coming back this year hasn't sent people rushing to their TV sets. The league likes to say that the ratings are declining not only just for sports, but all across television. But it's still a big problem. It's hard to sell commercials to companies at high rates when you're delivering a smaller audience. And the networks need to sell a lot of ads to have any hope of earning back what they pay for these NBA games. They certainly didn't under the current deal. NBC has offered the NBA around $375 million less to renew its contract, and that number reflects how much money they lost.
But NBC, even at that, is still in the running, and apparently a lot of people would like to have the rights to this league.
The NBA is still desirable sports programming, and it's always been very creative about how it packages the product. And that's the focus now because money doesn't seem to be. They know they're not going to get a lot more than what they get now. So it looks like the league is going to stay with Turner Sports, but with a twist. They may create a jointly owned cable network with Turner's parent, AOL Time Warner, that'll be called AOL Sports or something like that, and it'll feature the NBA. At the same time, ESPN is still in the hunt for a piece of the league on cable, and its sister network, ABC, could end up as the broadcast partner in place of NBC. So in the end, you could end up with more NBA games on TV than now, which is pretty curious given the ratings drop and the ad market.
And so in the end, it sounds like the NBA, the National Basketball Association, could do okay financially.
Now, one way or another, the league's commissioner, David Stern, has to make sure that he goes back to his owners with at least as much TV money as he's getting now. And the advantage that the NBA and the other leagues have is that the networks still need them, and they're still willing to assume some risk. But the level of risk tolerance is definitely falling. NBC has already walked away from Major League Baseball and the National Football League because of the costs. Dropping the NBA would leave a big hole in its sports programming, but it's already told the NBA that it's willing to do that if it can't at least break even.
Part of that big hole will be filled by the Winter Olympic Games from Salt Lake City on NBC television.
They will, and the network says it's actually doing pretty well with selling ads for the Olympics, so they may be the exception to the economic slump. And the reason for that is that the Olympics are being held in the U.S. this year, and there are high expectations that the games are going to draw a big audience because of patriotic interest after September 11th. What seems to be happening is that the Olympics are attracting some advertisers away from the other big winter event, the Super Bowl, and that's partly because of money. Ads during the Olympics are about a quarter of the price as they are for the Super Bowl.
Now, the Super Bowl, it comes 2 weeks before the Winter Olympic Games. It's on Fox. It's always the big advertising extravaganza. How's it going to be this year, do you think?
It'll still be a big showplace. That's where the companies love to roll out flashy ads. But Fox, which is broadcasting the game, is definitely feeling the impact. The average price of a 30-second spot on the Super Bowl is expected to be around $2 million, which is a bit less than last year. But the biggest sign of the ad slump is that Fox is planning only 3.5 hours of pregame programming. That's down from 6 hours last year on CBS. For fans, though, a little less pregame blather might not be such a bad thing.
Well, you could say that a lot of people would like to have even more, I suppose.
6, 7, 8 hours, they might as well start the week before.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Noah.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal speaks with us about the business of sport on Fridays.